A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. Then the whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. I misset my alarm this morning, so I got up about 15 minutes ago, and I haven't had my morning coffee. So this might be a little scattered. I did have a chance to pray with the gospel last night, though, and the line that most grabbed my attention was, "Our Lord rose early before dawn. He left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." And I really took that to prayer, "Lord, okay, why did you pray?" So Jesus Christ is God, and he possesses every virtue to an infinite degree. Right? There's no need for growth through prayer. He can see all things. He knows everything. There's no need for light from the Father. And he can do all things. He doesn't have to ask the Father for anything because he has the power to do all things. And I thought, okay, there is at least one thing, though, and that is that he came to intercede for us. In and through his human nature, he is the intercessor for all humanity, and he can plead on our behalf. And there are certain times in the New Testament where it seems that's precisely why he's praying. Before he chooses the 12, it says he spent the entire night in prayer. Before he enters into the passion in the agony in the garden, he spends that time in prayer. And yet, in this situation, it seems like there's something more or something different. Our Lord Jesus Christ became fully man, and it seems that in his human nature, there is a need for just communion with the Father, where even though he has the beatific vision, we believe by faith that he could see the Father at all times. Remember the time where our Lord says of little children, he says, "Their angels behold the face of God always." Certainly our Lord Jesus Christ beheld the face of his Father in his human nature always. And yet he could not constantly commune with him, at least not uninterruptedly, except by going off in silence. Right? That need to just be with his Father. He loved his Father and wanted to be alone with him. Pope John Paul II, he wrote something that I've never heard anyone else say. And he spoke of, within man, there is an original solitude. There is a loneliness in every single human person that nothing in this world can fully take away. That no created reality can satiate. Because we were made for God. We were made for union with the Father. And so this original solitude that resides in every single one of us, right, that no matter how perfect a friendship, no matter how great a marriage, even the best, at some level we still experience a loneliness that only God can take away or that only he can satiate. And when we feel alone, the only thing that can take that away is to be alone with God. And so often we try to run from that. When we're feeling alone, we try to fill that in some way, whether to distract ourselves, whether to go be with somebody. And that's not always a bad thing. And indeed, sometimes that might even be God's will. But at the deepest level, when we are alone, it's so oftentimes God working in our hearts so that we seek Him out. And I know sometimes even myself where I fail at that, where there's this loneliness and I try to fill it in some other way. You know, to be with a family, to go visit my own family, to go do something. And then I reach the end of the day and I'm examining my conscience and I say, Lord, oh my gosh, that was You. You wanted me to come be with You, and so You allowed me to experience loneliness so that I would be alone with You, so that You could fill me.